May 31, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. God, who hears our cries. Opening prayer. On this day set apart for worship and rest in you, Lord, please accept my praise and thanksgiving. Meet with me today in ways that encourage my faith and give me new vision for serving you. Read Psalm chapter 39. For the director of music, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end, and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth, without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent, I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. Reflect. Contemplate these words from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Our readings in Isaiah have shown us the complexities of life in a fallen world. A world where God is in control, but his restoration of our sinful world to a sin-free, joyful new creation has not yet happened. And so, sometimes, we suffer. We don't always know the answers. It is not always clear what God is doing in our lives and in the wider world. Does this sound familiar to you in your life? The psalmist here, probably David, begins by committing to silence, perhaps because he did not want to speak amiss among his accusers. His silence, however, brought him discomfort. There's a sense here in which his suffering may be because of some sin of his, but we don't know the details. Ultimately, he isn't able to remain silent, so he speaks to the Lord. Verse 4 onward. He recognizes that life is fleeting and that he is a short-term resident in our world. He puts his hope in God and asks for salvation and protection. He asks God to restore his favor and renew his strength. There is no resolution here, but David puts his trust in God. Apply. Might there be areas in your faith walk where you need greater courage to act in ways pleasing to God, to speak his truth to others? Closing prayer. Lord, help me to live each day ready, even eager, to act in ways pleasing to you, to speak truth wherever you give me opportunity.